Alright everyone, Sammy in here. This video is brought to you by a donation from Mr. Anonymous, and here's what he's got to say. Hey Sandman, something odd is happening with that female coworker I mentioned in a previous video. One afternoon she almost crashed into me in an adjacent corridor in the office. She was wearing a headscarf with an athletic t-shirt, and we almost Teletubbied. Luckily I walk like I drive and avoided the impact. For a second she turned her face and tried to reverse course, but when she saw I passed by, she continued her track. The look on her face was also weird. The next day I changed my routes. Strangely, that afternoon she walked into my direction and smiled. I continued to avoid crossing paths with her. This sounds like a setup to me. She hasn't visited me at my cubicle to say hi, send messages, or anything. I believe that any word I say to her will be specifically used against me. What do you think? Well, Mr. Anonymous, thanks for the donation. I believe that you were the Muslim man and the woman covering her head is also Muslim. You're acting with the same paranoia white Western men deal with when they deal with Western women. So you've been ignoring this woman and then she tries to collide with you in the hallway. And she has a similar background to you and she probably thinks the reason you're avoiding her is because you have an interest in her. And she might even be interested in you. So is it possible that instead of approaching you directly and taking the risk that you reject her, a hallway collision is a lot safer? It seems like random chance. But I don't think that would work on you because you're hypervigilant, probably even a bit paranoid about her intentions in this day and age of Me Too madness. Again, I told you before that she might be interested in you. What gives you the sneaky suspicion that she's going to use your words and actions against you? Maybe she thinks you're a nice guy and wants to put you in the friend zone or something. Maybe she wants you to ask her out. It's hard to say, but I'm leaning towards her being somewhat interested in you. Women do this to me all the time. They get into my vicinity so that I start up a conversation with them. If I ignore them long enough, then they get the message and they stop talking to me. All except the most psycho ones, of course. Your story is interesting because I'm sure that other guys out there, regardless of their cultural or religious background, in the West are probably getting paranoid about losing their job or getting Me Too'd, so they're staying away from female coworkers and cutting them off from all communication. Not because these guys are going their own way, but because they're afraid of social interactions, because women have that power to ruin men's lives now. Women have basically thrown the baby out with the bathwater. More like with Me Too, they've increasingly scared away male relationship partners and friends out with the creeps. In their desperate attempt to control male behavior and police us, so that men that they deem creepy don't approach them. And they've made it unsafe for most men to approach them at all. Men that don't have much experience with women, probably yourself included, don't want to take the risk of potentially approaching a woman that might be interested in you. Ironically, if you don't acknowledge her, then she's probably thinking you have someone better in your life. So that could also mean she sees you as a high-value male if you end up talking to her. So it's possible the more you push her away and make yourself unavailable, the more you become irresistible to her. Maybe you have more status at your job than she does. I don't know. I'll discuss more in a moment. But first, let me tell everyone about today's sponsor, MetVPN. If you're surfing the internet alone without a VPN, then you're surfing with Justin Skippy Trudeau. I use MetVPN to hide my location from the Canadian government, to keep my freedom of speech, as well as to sail the high seas and download movies and TV shows without potentially getting sued by lawyers. MetVPN offers unlimited data traffic, no logs, a kill switch, in case your VPN temporarily goes offline, and it's only $2.45 a month on a 24-month plan. Keep your online activities private and free. Sponsor link is down below. Anyways, now back to women have wrecked the dating market, especially at work through Me Too Clown World Show. Mr. Anonymous, what more can I say about your situation? If you don't give me any more information, it's hard for me to come to a conclusion. But for the rest of this video, I want to discuss the most interesting YouTuber I've discovered in quite some time. His channel is called HoMath. Today's not-so-mystery link is a great starter video about hoflation. In it, he destroys one of the key arguments for black pillars. They are wrong assuming that men's appearance is the most important thing to getting women interested in them. That women want a guy with nice guy qualities in addition to bad boy traits. Females do have this duality to them, and this argument fits in perfectly with what I've observed. They want a guy that can fight but also is kind. For Mr. HoMath, part of being classified as the bad boy involves being good-looking. But that's not the only thing that turns off that rational part of a woman's brain when it comes to attraction. They also seek out a guy with higher status and power. That's just as big an aphrodisiac for them as looks. He brings up the example of Henry Kissinger being a nerdy-looking doofus, and yet he got all kinds of models going with them, not including his wife, of course. She looked like Ichabod Crane in drag, but he was known as Washington's greatest swinger. This again explained to me perfectly why some women weren't attracted to me, but once they found out about my Sandman status and the attention it brought me, that was politically incorrect enough to make them fall for me all of a sudden. I thought, how is it possible that I escaped the friend zone? Mind you, that with one of those women, it was the first time I had ever actually been put in it. Now I realize it's possible to take yourself out of the friend zone by gaining bad boy traits in the eyes of women. Things like status, muscles, respect from other men, and an edgy personality. But that'll only get you a short-term relationship with the woman, unless you also have other nice guy qualities. If you have the greatest concentration of bad and good traits, then you elevate yourself to Prince Charming status. Homath was the first person that gave me a good explanation for that. The Black Pillars and their mantra of it's 100% looks are absolutely wrong. A man with high status and power can be just as big of an aphrodisiac for them. In one of his videos called What Happened to Marriage, he writes about MGTOW on the side of one of his papers as one of the reasons men aren't getting married. So he understands the red pill, but he also found a conservative woman to possibly be with. I can't wait to hear how that goes. Mr. Anonymous, the worst position a guy can have with women is if he's either in the friend zone or the fuck zone. In one, he gets female validation but no sex. In the other, he gets sex but no female validation. I'd suggest you watch that channel along with everyone else listening. Homath is excellent and started only 7 or 8 months ago now. His content is mind-blowing in the next evolution of the manosphere and understanding of female nature. Sorry I was wrong, Mr. Anonymous. The worst you can actually be in a woman's eyes is a creep. Or a man that doesn't have any nice guy or bad boy traits. Does that really sound like you? Men don't want to come across as creepy, and then women get upset when a creep hits on her or talks to her. The temptation is then to file a false allegation to punish that man for even talking to her in the first place. That's what you're probably really afraid of, Mr. Anonymous. Losing your job because she thinks you're a creep and ruins your career. If you're worried about that and want to find peace of mind, then keep on ignoring her. You genuinely might be a creep for all I know. Identify if you're a creep first by watching the mystery link, and that'll help you out. Homath was also the first one to explain why back in high school when I was working out, I could get tons of short-term partners but no long-term ones. I didn't really want long-term relationships back then either. But I always wondered why women found me irresistible, but only physically and only for a short while. The Chads of course exploit this and rotate as many girls as they can for variety. And don't actually care about the longer-term prospects. As for Homath, funny enough, the YouTube success is going to give him enough status that if he does reveal his identity eventually, he'll get even more action from women. But even he admits the juice isn't worth the squeeze, with all the effort you have to put in to get a relationship or marriage with a woman these days. That's hoflation for you, and Homath explains it pretty well. The last time I binged this much content was from Face and LMS almost 5 years ago now. This is some serious expansion in the understanding of female nature. In your case, Mr. Anonymous, you want a definite reason for that woman's behavior, but you just need to accept that you'll never get a full picture of a woman's intentions in her mind. Think of the woman's mind like Schrodinger's cat. They like you and they hate you at the same time, but you'll never know. They want a man that's a powerful tyrant, but he also has to have a heart of gold. That woman might be interested in making you vulnerable enough to lose your job, if she chooses to press the human resources department, and simultaneously she might want to friend zone you or even want to date you. You just don't know, because she won't reveal her hand. They never do by making the first move. Some do, but it's extremely rare. Anyways, that's it for today. Thanks again to Mr. Anonymous for the donation and topic. Don't forget to smash the like button the way that women want to smash you if you have muscles, but they don't want a relationship if you don't have any other positive qualities. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, MGTOW.TV, and Rumble to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized. And if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the Sandman for $45. And I won't rush you out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills, and remember, a red pill a day keeps the people that don't think there'll be any new amazing content creators in the manosphere away. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.